14 points in the entire game last night. That was double overtime as well. He's already matched that in the first half. Gilbert's got a couple of three-pointers. And it's 6 out of 8 from the free throw line tonight. Young man is only a sophomore. Amazing. Love seeing the play of the youngsters. You expect it from the juniors and the seniors, but whenever you see a sophomore that this time last year was playing junior high basketball against 8th and 9th graders, you see them come in and step up and play against ball players a couple of years older than they are. It's always fun to see. Both teams getting final instructions from their respective coaches. Coach Greg White to my left, Bentonville West. We haven't had any calls like we had the game last night. I was told by the coaching staff that it kind of got the Bomber fans riled up. I can promise you this. It was legit. We were talking about it on the press road tonight before we got on the air. Man, oh, man. You had every right to be upset about their game yesterday. Bombers will send Callen, send Cruz, Peters, Rashears, Jones back out for Bentonville. Same starting five, Bailey, Swoboda, White, Ruffner, and Hickson. Get underway in the second half. The Wolverines will have the basketball. They work it in quickly, and a long three is off the mark. Jones with a rebound and clears the boards for the Bombers. Talon Benton into the front court. Talon goes left wing, gets a screen from Jones, comes off the screen, down the lane from the elbow, kicks it over to Peters on the right baseline. Peters, he'll drive in. His shot out of bounds, loses a handle, and a turnover, and give it over to Bentonville West. A lot of contact inside. Officials let them play here in the first minute of the third. Evan White walks it across the timeline, goes right side. Gives it up to Ruffner, down the lane, driving layup by Swoboda. Won't go. Peters clears the boards for the Bombers. Colton into the front court. Finds Benton on the right baseline. Jones gives him a screen, elevates 15-footer. Good, Talon Benton. From the right wing, 15-foot jumper, and it's 32-27, Bombers. Down the lane, Wolverines getting away with a traveler, Swoboda. He'll drive in. His shot won't go. Offensive rebound by Hickson, stolen away by Talon. Talon wanted to run with him, and 1-on-3. He slows it down very wisely and waits for his Bomber teammates to get into the front court. Cruz gives him a screen. Talon elevates, 15-footer. Good. Same spot, same shot. And another bucket. 8 points for Talon Benton, and it's a 34-27 Bomber lead. Bailey, he'll drive. Pitches it off to Swoboda and loses it out of bounds. He goes over to the Bombers on a turnover. We played a minute and 40 seconds. And the Bombers have found their rhythm going right into the third. Benton will walk it across the timeline into the front court. Talon goes left side, finds Brashears off the screen. Top of the key, Cruz. He has it stolen. Swoboda driving, 1-on-2, split the defender, shot won't go. Benton down court quickly, has Jones. Jones slows it down, now goes to the baseline. Spin move, loses a handle, stolen back by Hickson. Wolverines into the front court. Bailey getting some room. Three-pointer to left side. Won't go. Ball is loose and out of bounds. Nope, saved in. Good save by Evan White. Long three. Bailey gets off the mark. Offensive rebound. Whistle and a foul. And Evan White battling in there for the rebound. The foul was on Matt Jones of Mountain Home. Wyatt Gilbert gets up, checks in, replaces Hunter Brashears in the lineup. Second foul on Jones, first team foul in the third. Wolverine basketball underneath their own bucket, 5:35 to play. They inbound. Good-looking inbound play. Svoboda, he has an easy two. 34-29, Mountain home with the ball and the lead. Benton walks it across the timeline. Talent goes to Cruz on the left wing, looking inside for Jones in the low blocks. Cruz will drive, almost turned over. Colton Peters saves it to Gilbert. To Talent on the right wing. Talent fakes, drives, spin move, elevates, shot blocked in the low blocks by Svoboda. Out of the pack, bounce pass, Svoboda. His layup blocked by Matt Jones, but they're going to whistle Jones for his third foul. And that'll be a shooting foul for Tucker Svoboda, 6'3 senior. He has 6 points in the contest tonight. Free throw is off the rim. It's no good. He'll have one more coming on the two-shot foul. Jeff Hodges gets up and checks in. He'll replace Matt Jones in the lineup. Second free throw from Svoboda. It's up. It's good. It's one out of two. Left-hand free throw shooter has 7 points in the ballgame. 34-30. Favor the Bombers. 4:58 left to play here in the third. Talon walks it across the timeline. Sets up the offense. Go to Cruz. Man-to-man defense by the Wolverines. Cruz on the right wing. Goes to Hodges. They're working around the horn. Peters on the left wing. Peters, they go inside to Hodges. He loses the handle. Svoboda wanting to run with it. Svoboda at the charge. Boom. Charge on Svoboda. I saw it from over here. That's a good call. Stood there in the lane, could have built the campfire. Anytime you do that and you get run into, they're going to call a charge every time. Bombers with a basketball into the front court. Talon gives it up to Gilbert on the left wing. Back to Talon. Benton looked at the three. He'll go to Cruz. Cruz will pull the trigger. It's off the rim. Oh, good. Svoboda with a rebound. He's doing it all for Bentonville West. Into the front court, White with the basketball. They go left side to Ruffner. Ruffner, he'll elevate for three. Off the back of the iron, Svoboda with an offensive rebound. His shot won't go, but a whistle and a foul. That'll go on Jeff Hodges of Mountain Home. That'll be the first on Hodges. And the third team foul. And it'll send Tucker Svoboda, the senior, back to the line to shoot a pair. Svoboda, left-hand free throw shooter. First one's good. 2 out of 3 from the stripe today. 8 points in the ballgame for Tucker. As Abe Crawford checks in the lineup, so we have Crawford, we have Benton, Cruz, Brashears, and Gilbert in for Coach Bulcher. Second free throw from Svoboda. It's on its way. It's good as well. He hit two in a row. And it is a 2-point Bomber lead, 34-32. Halfway through the third quarter, under the 4-minute mark now. Gilbert into the front court, finds Cruz on the right wing. Brashears looking for it. Gilbert to Cruz, shot up, won't go, whistling a foul. Cruz with a good-looking move with a low post. Couldn't get it to fall. That foul's going to be on Dylan Harris. That'll be 3 on Harris. So now you have Svoboda and Dylan Harris of Bentonville West with 3 fouls apiece. Luke Cruz on the line. With 2 free throws coming. First one's up, it's no good. Seventeen points for Cruz last night. still looking for his first point tonight. I think it's called a foul on the Bombers, and I think that's going to be on Crawford. Abe Crawford whistled for his first foul. Blocking out for the rebound. Close to a technical. He's close to a technical. Yeah. Hardiman with the basketball. Shimmy shake in the lane. Kicks it out to Bailey on the right wing. Bailey can't pull the trigger. Looking for Dawson Bailey. Back to Hardiman. He'll drive. Bullet pass, left baseline. Good. For number 20, Evan White. First bucket of the night for White. And Bentonville has regained the lead, 35-34. Whistle and a foul. That will be two fouls on Dawson Bailey. He was going for a steal. Colton Peters getting up, checking in. He'll replace Talon Benton in the lineup. 13th foul of the quarter against the Wolverines of Bentonville West. And a whistle and a stoppage of play before the inbounds pass. Shears will inbound. Get back to action. Gilbert. Right side. Yeah, it's coming. Gilbert, he'll fake, drive, bounce pass for Shears, baseline. That's Crawford. Back to Gilbert. He'll elevate for three. Good. Money right there, baby. Wyatt Gilbert with his third three-pointer gives the Bombers back the lead, 37-35. 2:39 to play. Three-pointer. White gets off the mark. Hardiman with an offensive rebound for the Wolverines. His fadeaway jumper won't go. Tipped around. Gilbert has it. Whistle. And a jump ball is called, and both players hit the floor. I think Gilbert got the worst of the exchange because Dylan Harris put an elbow right in the center of his chest as they fell holding on to the basketball. Now Harris is going to be taken out of the game, and Riley Pacino is going to come in. Gilbert looks all right down there. Took an elbow right in the chest as they fell. Both players hustling, trying to get a hold of that basketball. Gilbert did cross the timeline. Finds Cruz on the right wing. Cruz picks up his dribble. Goes to Peters. Back to Gilbert. 2 minutes, 14 seconds to play in the third. Gilbert drives. Baseline, 15-footer. Off the mark, no good. Rebound taken down. Outlet goes to Dawson Bailey. He'll drive. Euro step. They're working around the horn. Open for three is Dylan Bailey. It won't go. Offensive rebound tipped around, out of the hands. Cruz with it. Down the lane. Long down court pass is knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bombers with a minute 54 to play in the third. Cruz with the missile down the court. The Wolverines touched it last, and it'll stay with the Bombers. Matt Jones gets up and checks in. He'll replace Abe Crawford in the lineup. 37-35, Bombers with the lead. Minute 54 to play in the third. Cruz gets the ball, 15-foot baseline jumper off the mark. Jones had it for a second. Ball is loose, out of bounds. It'll. Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. They called it Bentonville West ball. That's a bad call. Now they're going to reverse it. Should be Mountain Home basketball, and they finally see the errors of their way. Give it back to Brashears. He'll inbound the ball, out of bounds underneath their bucket. Brashears comes into Cruz. Three-pointer, left wing, won't go. Rebound taken down by Hardiman of Bentonville West. He'll drive coast-to-coast, two-on-three. Fast break shot up good by Jonas Hickson. That's the first two for Hickson. We're tied at 37. Minute 30 left to play in the third. All tied at 37. Gilbert into the front court, left wing. They try to work it inside to Jones, and it's stolen away. Double-team and trapped, and they come up with a steal. Dylan Bailey, cross the timeline, gives it up to Dawson Bailey. His long three won't go. Gilbert with another rebound from Mountain Home. Wyatt Gilbert walks it across into the front court. 1 minute, 4 seconds left to play in the third. Tied at 37. Gilbert a drive. His floater. Gone off the glass. Wyatt Gilbert got Hardeman to take the head fake. He just drove by him like he was sitting still. Baseline. They work it out. Bailey, he'll drive. Dumps it off baseline to Hickson. Hickson kicks it back outside. Bailey, whistle on Peterson. Colton Peters. Let's see what they're going to call. Now there's a lot of talking going on underneath the bucket. Foul is going to be on Colton Peters of Mountain Home. That will be his second and the team's fifth. Peters going to check out. Talon's going to check in. Travin Hardeman will be the trigger man. Out of bounds underneath the bucket. Bombers lead 39-37. 43 seconds left to play in the third. Hardeman works it into Dylan Bailey on the baseline. Whistle. They're going to make a little makeup call there on Talon Benton. Touch bump foul. Sixth team foul on the Bombers. 39 seconds left to play in the third. Hardeman inbound again underneath their bucket. Hardeman comes into Dawson Bailey. Baseline for three. On the way, it won't go. Cruz with the defensive boards on the weak side for the Bombers. 30 seconds left in the third. 39-37 in favor of Mountain Home. They'll have the ball for the last shot. Talon out at midcourt. Has Gilbert on the right side, Brashears on the left. Cruz, top of the key on the left side. And they've got Matt Jones on the right baseline, and here we go. Under 10, Talon. He'll fake, drive, tied up, finds Brashears. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Brashears going to have to get one off quick at the buzzer. It's no good. And that's the way we end the third quarter. The Bombers lead, moving into the final 8 minutes, 39-37. Over Bentonville West, and you're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Only once a year, take an extra 25% off. Save 30 to 50% on outerwear. Save on boots for the family. And take 40 to 60% off FAO Schwartz toys. Plus, get Kohl's cash. And snap a free picture in-store with Santa Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 25% offer valid November 29th through December 8th with promo code THANKYOU25. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.